Welcome to Today on Broadway for Thursday, January 5th, 2017. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini.
And I am Broadway star's James Marino.
James, it took me about three times to get that date right. I'm just, I have no idea what day of the week it is. I have no idea what year it is. I'm a complete and utter calendar deficient mess.
I'm still writing 2015 on checks.
I feel you.
So, first up in the news, Mark Ruffalo is going to replace John Turturro in the Price on Broadway. I almost said the Prince.
I know. This morning, at the very second this episode went live, a couple hours later than normal for this specific reason, the Roundabout Theater Company announced that the Incredible Hulk himself, Mark Ruffalo, will replace John Turturro as Victor Franz in Arthur Miller's The Price on Broadway. Ruffalo joins the remaining A-list cast of Tony Shalhoub, Jessica Hecht, and Danny DeVito in the Terry Kinney-directed production, which begins performances on February 16th and is currently scheduled to run through May 7th at the American Airlines Theater. Changes to Turturro's filming schedule necessitated the casting change. In addition to being the biggest and greenest member of the Avengers, Ruffalo is a three-time Academy Award nominee, a Tony nominee, and Drama Desk winner for the 2006 revival of Awake and Sing, and he's an Emmy winner as an executive producer and an Emmy nominee for HBO's The Normal Heart, and, as I'm sure our friend Peter Felicia knows, was a Theatre World Award winner for the original 1996 off-Broadway production of Kenneth Lonergan's This Is Our Youth. James, I'm disappointed that John Turturro won't be returning to Broadway this year. One, because I think he is one of our finest actors. But two, because I think he looks much more like Tony Shalhoub's brother than Mark Ruffalo does. But Mark is still a pretty incredible talent anyway.
Absolutely. So what do you think is going to show up, David Banner or the Hulk?
Well, he, if you follow the Avengers series, his David Banner is really at odds with the Hulk. He doesn't really like to be that. So I think we will see much more Dr. David Banner than the Incredible Hulk in this piece.
And do we think that we'll find on our favorite Broadway websites workout tips from, Ruffalo?
No, I think you should probably stick to those from Hugh Jackman or Ramin Karimloo, because Mark Ruffalo does not actually play the Hulk. He does some facial things, but the rest of the Hulk is generally CGI, so he doesn't have to be nearly as ripped as Jackman does for the Wolverine.
Wait, I don't have to go to the gym? I can just CGI everything?
If you can get somebody to CGI you throughout your entire everyday life, forget New Year's resolutions, man. You don't got to go.
I'm pretty sure I can do that. All right. Next up, James Earl Jones to lead the Night of the Iguana at ART.
Yeah, speaking of movie stars returning to the stage, yesterday the American Repertory Theater announced that the legendary James Earl Jones would be reuniting with director Michael Wilson for a production of Tennessee Williams' The Night of the Iguana. Wilson directed Jones in a phenomenal all-star cast in the 2012 Broadway revival of Gore Vidal's The Best Man. No further casting has been announced, but they best get a move on because the production begins on February 18th. And is currently scheduled to run through March 18th. I won't even begin to try to run through the incredible career and accolades and awards that Mr. Jones has amassed over his many years in the business, but like Mark Ruffalo, he does have a Theater World Award, this one for 1962's Moon on a Rainbow Shaw, that classic. And, you know, he's Darth Vader and Mufasa, so what else do you want?
I'm tempted to go to IBDB right now and take a look at how many shows he's done in the last 5 years? Let me think.
He was in the Gin Game most recently.
Gin Game, yeah.
And he did the
Annalee Ashford show.
You Can't Take It With You. He did Driving Miss Daisy. He's done a lot. I mean, even, you know, 2000.
That's amazing.
Yeah, 2012 was The Best Man. He did. See, going back, Driving Miss Daisy was in 2010, 2011, then he did The Best Man, then You Can't Take It With You, then The Gin Game. But he's always working, whether it's on stage or screen, and, you know, he's one of the best, so it's awesome. Obviously, we know that his wife, Cecilia Hart, died late last year, so I'm sure that this will be a good way for him to kind of do something productive now that his wife is gone and maybe spend some time doing something other than kind of thinking about her.
I'm so excited to get him back on the boards. He did just so amazing. We're so fortunate. And get out to see him, everyone. Everyone see him.
Yeah, and we didn't mention the American Repertory Theater is in Cambridge, Massachusetts. So if you didn't know that, head down to down or up, depending on where you are, out to Harvard Yard and check out Mr. Jones.
Well, it depends if you're in Manchester, if you go south or north.
Yeah.
All right. So this next story is very confusing. It's very, very confusing.
There's a lot of people on the message boards.
The message boards? What is a message board? Tell me about those things.
Well, let's not. We'll get Patty Murin to do it. She'll love to explain them for you.
So Telly Leung, who we talked about yesterday, rumored to be Broadway's next Aladdin.
Yeah, James, the timing of this story makes it probably sound worse than I'm going to accept that it is. My colleagues at Broadway World are reporting that Telly Leung will assume the title role in Broadway's Aladdin from the original Star Tony nominee Adam Jacobs. Disney has declined to comment, and no start date is yet known. You'll remember, as you mentioned, James, that yesterday we reported that Leung would be exiting in transit on Broadway due to, quote, an unexpected personal family obligation. Now, like I said, there's some message board and Twitter folks who see some sort of underhanded scheme here. But if Telly flew into the New Amsterdam like next week, I would agree that that's pretty suspect. But since there's no timetable here and there very likely could be a delay of weeks or months before he takes over as Aladdin, I think it's safe for now to put away any Machiavellian assumptions. If he ends up, you know, jumping into the role in the next week or two, I think you can get your pitchforks out and everything. But for now, I think these two things are just poorly timed announcements that have nothing to do with one another. Or at least that's what I'm choosing to believe.
I believe that right with you. And we'll bring you more if we hear any more updates about this.
I was going to say, Telly's one of the best guys out there. And I can't imagine that he would do something underhanded in terms of this. So I wish him and his family the best with whatever's going on. And I'm excited that if it's not in transit that he returns to Broadway and that it'll be Aladdin.
Amber Riley is diagnosed with pneumonia, but will return to Dreamgirls.
Yeah, yesterday the producers of the West End production of Dreamgirls announced that star Amber Riley had been diagnosed with pneumonia and would be out of the role of Effie until she is well. Riley is one of a number of cast members that, according to the producers, were battling illnesses over the holidays, but Effie alternate Karen Mav and Marisha Wallace will take over the role in Riley's stead. Now, Karen Mav was the original alternate, but Wallace played Effie at the Dallas Theater Center over the summer and was most recently seen on Broadway in Something Rotten. She's also been in Aladdin on Broadway and did the national tour of Book of Mormon. They flew her over to London to be the alternate so that they had two people to play that demanding role. James, I think it's safe to say that we both wish a speedy recovery to all ill cast members, and Amber Riley, who hasn't been on Broadway yet, but she did the At Midnight encores before it moved to Broadway. She did The Wiz Live. She did Glee. She feels like she's part of the Broadway community, and hopefully we'll get her on Broadway eventually. But she's been getting great reviews in Dreamgirls over in London. So I wish her the best and everyone else in that production who's under the weather.
All right. Turner Classic Movies to host a 24-hour Debbie Reynolds tribute.
Yeah, I think this is exactly what everybody needs after the heartbreaking news that not only did Carrie Fisher pass away, but the next day her mother, the legendary Debbie Reynolds, passed away as well. Later this month, on January 27th, Turner Classic Movie is going to play 12 films for 24 hours that starred Debbie Reynolds. Obviously, some of the big musicals will be included: Singing in the Rain, The Unsinkable Molly Brown. Also included will be How the West Was Won, The Mating Game, The Catered Affair, which was turned into A Catered Affair on Broadway, The Singing Nun, How Sweet It Is. Check your local listings for your cable or satellite channel for that is, but it'll be January 27th, so that's really exciting. Another little bit of news about Debbie and Carrie that we found out yesterday is that we got a trailer for HBO's upcoming documentary about Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds, called Bright Lights, starring Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds. Now, it seems oddly timed, but this is actually a documentary that's been in the work for a while. In fact, it's already been screened at the 2016 Cannes Film Festival, the Telluride Film Festival, and the New York Film Festival. HBO has announced that they are moving up the debut of the documentary. It'll actually debut on this Saturday, January 7th at 8 p.m. Of course, check your local listings, and we will have the trailer for the documentary in the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com in case you want to check that out.
That is really exciting and a lot of fun. Will the pop culture folks who cover film and television be reviewing all these?
I don't know that, I'm sure I'll watch it. So I'm sure we'll talk about it, at some point. I don't know that, you know, it's really hard to review a documentary, but I'm sure, Jen and I will talk about it at some point, on Some Like It Pop. I'm trying to think about, yeah, we've got another one. We're probably actually going to record on Saturday. So it might be the next episode, but we'll definitely talk about it. And if it's applicable, I can talk about it here or on This Week on Broadway, whatever you want, boss.
All right, why don't you get us out of here?
All right, thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio, and you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt, and subscribe to Some Like It Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play.
And my name is James Marino from BroadwayRadio.com and BroadwayStars.com. Thanks for spending some of your Thursday with us, and come back and talk with us tomorrow.